Module 2, The Basics, Part 1. Every telephone sales associate wants to increase productivity. Constant changes and innovations in the marketplace are sometimes hard to keep up with. The reason people elect to buy is often not a result of logic and planning, but rather emotion or felt need. Effective sales associates try to identify the dormant buying motive, DBM, of the buyer on the other end of the phone. Discovering this takes careful listening skills and the suspension of the idea that people always do things for logical reasons. Defining buying motives. Dominant buying motive, DBM, is the main reason the customer or buyer will select your product over the competition. It is driven by the felt need that your product provides to the customer. This motive is not always something the buyer is fully aware of. With some questioning and dialogue, skilled sales associates can unearth the DBM and help the buyer do what will ultimately make them happy: buy your product. Four motives for buying. Number one, logical reason A, save time. The buyer may believe that buying your product will save them time in the long run, in contrast with the competition's product offering. This may be a faster computer, a car, or a service from your company. Number two, logical reason B, save money. The buyer may believe that buying your product will save them money either in the short or long term. The financial savings they seek does not come at the cost of any features or practical application the products provide. Number three, emotional reason A. The buyer has a strong brand loyalty and trust in the product. This may cause them to be willing to pay more for the security of the known brand loyalty. Number four, emotional reason B. The buyer trusts a salesperson and their judgment in recommending a product. The sales associate has demonstrated expertise and credibility that has won the confidence of the customer so that they are willing to take the suggestion of the sales associate and buy the product. Establishing a call strategy. The advice, stop talking, may seem counterintuitive to making a sale. Many people talk excessively and fail to listen to the customer. The problem with constantly talking is that you are unable to truly understand the underlying needs of the customer. We feel a need to control the conversation or we will lose the sale. For example, an Army recruiter can spend all his time trying to convince the recruit to sign up for military service, but fail to listen to the young man explain how his grandfather was killed in a military conflict, and this gives him both motivation and hesitation in following in his grandfather's footsteps. The recruiter needs to empathize with the young man's loss and filter the pain into a motivation for heroism. Prospecting. Prospecting is a method of evaluating the potential of a buyer or customer. Prospecting takes into consideration the likelihood that the buyer has the means and the motivation to buy your product. Ranking potential buyers in a systematic way allows phone sales associates to close more deals and spend their time with customers who are more prepared to make the decision to buy the product. Those who are further down the motivational scale and do not appear to have the means to make a deal can be given less time and attention or kept on file for future contact when they are able to make a deal. Qualifying. When qualifying a prospect, you are evaluating that they are in a position to decide to buy your product. If you are talking to someone in an organization, it is important to speak only to the person who has the authority to finalize a purchase. If the person is not authorized to make a deal with you, then find out when the person who is able to close the deal is available and call back. Once you have the person on the line with the authority to buy your product, then inquire if they have the means to close the deal. This may involve finding out information about available funds on credit cards, lines of credit, and monthly budget. It is important to know how much an individual makes per month and their current economic commitments. Case study. The ABC company had a good quarter 4 2010 in terms of profits. It does, however, see the need to increase the profits in quarter 1 2011 in order to keep up with its financial liabilities. After thorough research, the CEO decided the first area of the company that requires revision is the call center and its strategies, from prospecting clients to closing the deal. Previously, the department made warm calls to clients in the company's database. These calls were made without studying the profile of the customer in order to get a better idea of what products the customer already has and other products that could complement them. The new implemented strategy requires the call center representatives to take 2 minutes before the call to peruse the customer's profile and determine the products they currently have, and as much of the financial situation of the client as they have access to, i.e., how much they make annually, as well as the credit lines they have opened with the company. Once the representative gets the customer on the phone, they must carefully listen to what the customer says they need, as well as ask probing questions to uncover unspoken truths. This allows them to identify why the customer does or does not want to make an additional purchase. The CEO noticed a 10% increase in profits since the implementation of the new system.